Today's daf in Masechet Beitza, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Hey. And we're holding on the closing lines, and we're just reviewing this again, and we went maybe a little bit further. So just let's remember what happened over here. The question was, we went on from the idea of Beitza Shenol de B'Yomtev or Beitza Shenol de B'Shabbos to the question of two separate Kedushas, where Beitza was Nolda on... or two separate days, I should say, of Kedusha, where Beitza was Nolda on a Shabbos, and then the next day was Yontif. Can you use it on the Yontif? Beitza was Nolda on Yontif, can you use it on Shabbos? Beitza was Nolda on the first day of Yontif Echutzlaret, can you use it on the second day? Beitza was Nolda on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, can you use it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Now, the last thing that we learned is that Rav is Machmir Lagabe Rosh Hashanah, and we had... basically, we replace it lekula when it comes to the 2 days of Yantiv in Chutz Laretz, but when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we were machmer. And the reason was that the overall we said that even though nowadays we are baki, nonetheless we have to still keep 2 days because of minhag aviseichem biyadeichem, because we're worried that who knows what's going to happen. One day there may be a massive breakdown in the internet. People are going to be unable to know what's going on. And in times of chaos, people will have no idea. We should be getting closer to those days. And because of that, you have to keep 2 days because you're always going to be in a matzav to remember what to do with Mitzad HaSafek. Now the question was, why was it the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah? So then let's start from Daf Dalet on the base again. I didn't do a Daf and a Half yesterday. Okay. So then this is where we got up to Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay, very good. So we start today on Daf Dalet on the base, and this is three lines up from the bottom. Itma Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayan Dolta Bezeh Asur Bezeh. There is reason that we say on when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and there we paskin, again like Rav, here Rav and Shmuel both say that it's considered to be one long day of Kedusha as opposed to the 2 days of Yontif and Chutz Laretz, which are considered to be kept mitzad the minhag, to be shomer, the original suffix, because of the fear that we may get into days of chaos and have those sfeikas come back again. Mashenkein Rosh Hashanah is different. What is different about Rosh Hashanah? Ditznan. Rishonah, Yumikabli Meduta Chodesh Kolayom. So usually on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is what otherwise would have been the 30th day of Elul, if Edom come, and it turns out that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so if it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, then it's also, of course, Rosh Hashanah. Well, I mean, we wouldn't know that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei until we're Mekabel the Eidos that at the time of Beis Din that saw the moon the night before. So when are they going to arrive in Yerushalayim in Beis Din and we'll have a chance to actually be Mekadesh HaChodesh? So because of that, we would keep the Tumit Shel Shachar. We would say, because it was not Mekodesh yet, so we would say the Chol. The question is that by the time the Tumit Shel Ben Arba'im came around, which was after Mincha over there, it was already time for us to determine, because most years we would have already decided if it's Rosh Hashanah or not. So over there you're supposed to say the special Shir Shel Yom for Rosh Hashanah. It once happened, Pa'am Achat Nishtaru Eidim Lavo, and the Eidim didn't show up on time for the Mincha. When it calculated Leviim Bashir, and because of that, they messed up the Shir Shel Yom. So Machlok is what the mess up was in Rosh Hashanah. Over here, Rashi brings, according to the Mandi Yomar, that they said Chol, because they thought that the Edom were no longer going to be coming. And because of that, when the Edom did come, and it turns out that the Tumit Shel Ben Arba'im was brought as a Tumit Shel Chol instead of with the Shir of Rosh Hashanah, so they were very upset because they had messed it up. So then they made a takana. Shaloyu mekablim et ha'edim ela ada mincha. So the takana was that, look, if the Edom show up after Mincha, we're just going to go ahead and not accept them. Because if we already have our Tamid Shabbein Arbayim, and we've got to determine what to do, so we're going to treat it as chol in terms of the Shiras Hayom, but nonetheless, we're going to keep today, even though we won't accept the Eidim, tomorrow is going to be the real Rosh Hashanah, but we're not going to allow any melacha to be done on this day, because after all, if we allow people to do melacha on this day, so then every year we're going to have this problem, because then people will say, hey, wait a minute, remember that time we kept Rosh Hashanah, and it turned out it wasn't Rosh Hashanah at all, and what a mess up, and then we weren't, you know, we had all of that food, and we didn't do anything, and we missed the movies, and whatever. This year, let's just forget about it, because it's probably not going to show up anyway. They ate him, you know. Fine, that's the way people are. So they made originally the takana to keep the entire first day until the end of the day. It's definitely going to become kedesh, no matter what. Maybe on the minarabbanan, because the Eidim won't come along. So then that would mean that even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were 2 days, sometimes, of Rosh Hashanah. Now, note that this is the opposite of the normal 2-day suffix, right? The normal 2-day suffix is that we're afraid that yesterday was Kodesh. We're not sure whether today was the day that was made Kodesh. So the suffix is maybe the next day was Kodesh. Over here, the next day is Vaday Kodesh. And the first day is the day that we were besupik about. It turned out not to really have been Kodesh. Sort of like a mirror image of the Shnei Yamim Tovim Shagolios. But the bottom line is that it means that the original takana was a takana to keep 2 full days of Rosh Hashanah, even though one of them was chol. Once that minhag began, so then wherever we are doing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because we don't have the information far away, we're basically continuing on that original takana. So that original takana is Yuma Arichta, because it was originally made not mitam ha-sofek, but to give a din of kedusha for both of the days. So even though we counted the first day of Tishrei from the second day of Rosh Hashanah that year, as far as the timing of Sukkot and Yom Kippur and so on, but nonetheless there were 2 days of the Chag of Rosh Hashanah. So it means that there were always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Eidim didn't show up. And that means that there was originally a takana of 2 days. Because of that, we have a long single kedusha. And if the beitza was nulled on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it remains osur on the second. Omer Rabba, look, that's true up until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because now that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai canceled that halacha, so mitakanat Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech beitza muteret. Now if a beitza was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's muter on the second day. Because look, I mean, it says in that Mishnah, so after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's time, he made a takana that now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem of the Levim being mekalkel the shir, so then we might as well accept the Eidim until the end of the day that we always do, right? So basically, we're back to the way it was. And therefore, we do not keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. What? Says Abayatim, I don't understand. Like, where are you coming from? I thought we just had the whole thing that Rav and Shmuel were way after the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they were saying that nowadays the halacha is, both of them agreed that the halacha is that if a beitza was nulled on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it remains us on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And how can you just, like, throw it out because at the time of the Mishnah, you're saying already Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mitakein that nowadays, without a Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, where we're still Mekadosh HaPiuri at its time, that nonetheless, we are going to accept Eidus the entire day. So how are you, what's your problem? I'm telling you a Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And you're telling me I should worry about Rav and Shmuel. I mean, frankly, dealing with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a lot more meaningful to me than worrying about Rav and Shmuel. So what do you, Rav and Shmuel can't argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, so fine. So therefore, what are you saying? That according to Rav and Shmuel, like Rav and Shmuel never heard the Mishnah, right? So they don't know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed the Takana. I mean, what do you think I'm asking you from Rav and Shmuel? I'm not asking you from Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So tell me, okay. So how did Rav and Shmuel understand the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai put things back to the way they are? You don't believe that things are back to the way they are? You don't believe that we'd be Makabel Eidus until the ninth time? I mean, what are you trying to tell me? No. What I'm saying is that's not a problem. I'm talking to you in Eretz Yisrael, okay? The question Rav and Shmuel is applying to people in Chutz La'aretz. If you're living in Bavel, I understand. If you're living in Bavel like we are, fine. Then, of course, we'll go according to Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, there's no contradiction. I was talking about basically, look, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, so then you're really going Alpi Beis Din. Everything is Alpi Beis Din. Even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's still going to be Alpi Beis Din. So therefore, now the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, we're going to be Mekabel the Eidus all the way up to the end of the day. So then that would mean that there would be only one day of Rosh Hashanah. So that means from the time of that Takana, there never is the idea of one long Kedusha that comprised 2 days. Let's imagine that the Eidim didn't show up, okay? So then what happened? So if the Eidim didn't show up at all, so then that day was Rosh Hashanah, right? But now it turns out it wasn't really Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so why did everybody keep that day as Rosh Hashanah? Because they thought it might be Rosh Hashanah because the Eidim, you know, are probably going to show up. So then that means they were keeping it like the same way we keep the second day Yantav and Chutz La'aretz. It's a suffix. So they kept it mitzav as suffix, right? So where do you get the idea that there would be one long Kedusha? The first day they kept mitzav as suffix, the second day they kept because the Eidim had arrived. There was no takana to keep 2 days. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, now that there is no basis of keeping 2 days because of this takana, so they don't keep 2 days. And if they do, it's because of a suffix. Mashain king, what are you talking about over here? This is Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, look, let me ask you something. In Bavel, was there ever a time that there was any practical change because of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Of course not. In Bavel, there was no way for them to know whether the Eidim came in the couple of hours between the Zman HaMincha, the end of it. It made absolutely no difference to them. So then that means that they were keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah based on the original Takana. Now, the fact that the reasons for that Takana, had it now been that we started with the 2 days in Chutz La'aretz, you're right. So then there would never have been a basis for 2 days. But did that original Takana ever end? Did anybody ever say, did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, well, now Chutz La'aretz don't keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Of course not. So basically, the way that the original Takana of Rosh Hashanah was set up was as an extension of the 2 days that were a Takana of a long Kedusha. Of a Kedusha Arichta. And therefore, since there was never even a single year that Takana was not kept from the time of its inception, there was no time that Takana ended up becoming batal. So therefore, that's all the Rav and Shmuel are saying. If you're continuing to keep the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then you're keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a full, long, single Kedusha. That's what it means. Rav Yosef says, I disagree. I don't believe there's any difference between before the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Beitza will be Asur on the second day. Why? Because it was a Davar she'b'minyan. V'chol Davar she'b'minyan, Sarech Minyan, Acher la'atiro. Originally, this idea that we're going to Asur a beitza So that was basically built on the Takanas HaChachamim, that there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, no matter what, right? If the best, if the Eidim don't come to the best and before the time of the Mincha. Fine. So then once that was decided, when did it change? A Dover Sheb Minyan cannot be changed because somebody made a Takana. The Dover Sheb Minyan that affected Beitza Shinalda Bezeh, Zasura Bezeh, that is still there. It's the original Takana. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to point out, well, there never was a Takana that a Beitza Shinalda Bezeh, Zasura Bezeh. What are you talking about? It was the original problem of Beitza we spoke about, I mean, all the four timing we had in our Mishnah. And then we just applied logically, Mitzad Asfar. Is this one Kedusha or is it two Kedushas? What? There was a minion to Aser, Beitza, or two. Okay, the Gemara will point this out to Rabbi Yosef later, that basically the din of the Beitza will be determined on whatever it is that we decide we're going to do about Rosh Hashanah. There was no minion that said, we do hereby in this Bezdin declare that a bez that a beitzer shenolda beyonta varisha shalosh hashana is also the same. Well, where'd you get that from? Okay, but let's ignore that for now. Later on, we're going to ask that to Rabbi Yosef. In any event, if that's the case, then we would need a very specific din in Bezdin to be matir that beitzer, and there never was such a takana in Bezdin. I'll prove to you, says Rabbi Yosef, that once something is usher, because it was defined as usher, you can't un-usher it just because the reasons for the isser no longer exist. You know how you learn that out? This, again, is another one of the things we pointed out yesterday that we're learning over here in Beitza. So many fundamental issues about the workings of the Teresh Baal Peh, the Takanas Chachamim, the Sfeikas, and so on and so forth. It's remarkable that you all come up over here in terms of these relationships, and I'll prove it to you from Kabbalah Satera, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, Lechem Arlehem, Shuvu Lachem Lo'alechem, go back to your women. And the other pasuk, later on we'll explain what does that prove, and the another pasuk that says, Bimshoch HaYovel, Hema Yalu Bahar, all of the animals that I told you are not allowed to keep them away from the mountains, Al Yiru Amul Harahu, but when Bimshoch HaYovel, there's two pshati, by the way, in Bimshoch HaYovel, it could mean when there's a long Tekiya Gedela, so that's a sign of Siluk Hashkina, or Bimshoch HaYovel could mean when they stop blowing the shofar on Har Sinai. So then that's a sign of the Siluk Hashkina. Fine, but the point is that, again, this pasuk tells us that we need an indication that it should be mutter, and later on we're going to put, so what is the proof from there? Now, utnan, and it's since the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, that's why it's changed here to utnan, that kerem, there's another raya that I'm going to bring you. Kerem evayaya ola liyerushalayim, alach yomecha dechotzat. The din is like this. Remember that we learn out from the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim that the dinim of Peres in the fourth year of growth, meaning the year after the dinim of Arla, so in the fourth year of growth, they are not Aser, but they are Kodesh. And from the Gzereshav of Kodesh, Kodesh to Maaseh Sheni, we learn out that you have to treat them exactly the way you would treat Maaseh Sheni. You have to take them up to Yerushalayim to eat them, or you could be paid to them, you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and so on. But what they did was that they made a takana that any fourth year grapes, semacholkas bichlal, whether the din of netar avoy is on all things, and it should say dafka keren avoy or netar avoy. Okay, but that's not our problem right now. So if you owned a vineyard, and it was the fourth year, then you were not allowed to be poda min rabbanan, you were not allowed to be poda the fruit. You had to actually bring up your grapes to Yerushalayim if you lived within a one-day journey of Yerushalayim. The reason that they made this takana was because it was a covet for Yerushalayim to have all of these unbelievable quantity of fruits that were growing around Yerushalayim to be around the Shvakim of Yerushalayim, and it would look like there was a tremendous bounty. There's a covet for Yerushalayim. So if you live within one day of Yerushalayim, then you have to bring your pears to Yerushalayim, and you can't turn them into money and bring them at some other point to Yerushalayim. V'zoi truma, what defines one day journey? So Eilat is the southern border of one day journey. Now obviously that means that there were riches in those days who were able to get from Eilat to Yerushalayim, you know, in one day, even without that Volvo. Wow, I mean, only Rich is able to get from Eilat to Yerushalayim in a half an hour today with it. So I guess he would have made it in a day without it. obviously, if we had Barnea here, he would be telling us what Eilat this is referring to. But anyway, so Eilat from the south, it says in the Mishnah, to Yerushalayim. And that's the gear, so we have a different gear. So we have the Mishnah, it says Eilat mina daron. And Arakpad from the Tzafon, and Lod to the west, and the Jordan River to the east. That's all considered to be within one day of Yerushalayim. The Omar Ula Vitema Rabba Barbachonam Rabbi Yochanan, what is the reason that we do that? Because Kidei Later Shuke Yerushalayim Bepeiro. We want Yerushalayim's marketplaces to be flooded with fruit. Okay, now. So what does this have to do with the issue? I'll tell you, said Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, a little bit of patience here. V'tanya. Now, the things that I'm proving here is that the Braisa says, in conjunction with this Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer, you remember, Rabbi Eliezer was very rich. Rabbi Eliezer had this Kerem Ravoi that was, in fact, to the east of Lud, which means that it was between Yerushalayim and Lud. And it was next to Kfar Tavi, and he had an awful lot of stuff that would have been Mechayev to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Now, this was after the Korban. And nonetheless, he was going to be mafkir all of his fruit for the Aniim, because he didn't have the kayak to go and bring all this stuff up to Yerushalayim. He was going to hire a fleet of trucks. So he said, okay, so let the Aniim take it. Either the Aniim will go up to Yerushalayim, or, remember, even if they wouldn't be able to take up to Yerushalayim, ultimately would become mutter. There's a whole discussion of Tosfos, why is it advantageous the Aniim? In any event, the Talmidim told him, Rebbe, what do you need to worry about this for? You no longer have to take things up to Yerushalayim. You know why? Because Kfar Nimnu Alecha Chaverecha V'Yitiru. Your friends have already made a bezdin to be matir this takana. And who are your friends? Man chaverecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So from here you see that the Talmidim told Rabbi Eliezer, this is not dependent on the general idea of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This was a special minyan kvar nimnu. That means that they made a bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the head of the bezdin. And they said, you no longer have to go up to Yerushalayim to bring your Kerem Ravoi. Now, what I'm showing you from there, says Rabbi Yosef, is that the only reason, the reason that Rabbi Eliezer did not have to worry about bringing his stuff up and he was allowed to be paid his Kerem Ravoi, was because they made a minyan. In other words, they had actually made a special sitting of Bezdin to determine what the halacha is vis-a-vis Kerem Ravoi. So time of the Nimnu. But if they wouldn't have been Nimnu, just the fact that it's, what the heck are we bringing Paris to Yerushalayim? What are you out of your mind? What, you need the Romans to be happy in Yerushalayim? So we should all be Toreach so that the Romans will have a lot of fruit? That's crazy. It may be crazy, but there's no choice, because once the Takana was made, you see that unless they absolutely went out of their way to make the anti-Takana to the Takana and cancel it, it would have still been in effect. So you see from there, said Rabbi Yosef, the same thing you'd be drove here about the Beit Shemal to Biyantav. If they made a Takana, the Beit Shemal to Biyantav, Biyam Rishon, is also Biyam Sheni. Why would that go out of effect? Just because there's no longer this idea of the Yom Sheni, who cares? It was originally so declared. Therefore, I have three proofs that once something is a takana, you need to have a specific takana. And there never was a specific takana about the Beitza. That's what I'm saying. And therefore, today also, it doesn't matter. Even Eretz Yisrael, Rav and Shmuel would be true because of the fact that nobody was ever matir this specifically, were they? But by the way, Rav Yosef, why do you need three separate proofs? I mean, first you said, Shuvah lechablo aleichem. I don't even understand quite exactly what that proof was. Then you say, Hema yalu bahar, after B'Pshal Chayavel. Then you bring the raya from the story of Rabbi Eliezer, Nimnu alecha chaverecha. Like, what was wrong with your first, explain your first pasuk. Okay, and then tell me why you needed another pasuk after that. So, what did you mean? The proof is like this. Originally, when Klal Yisrael was told for 3 days not to have relations with women, they were told, specifically, 3 days. Shloshet yamim al tikshua el isha. So why do we need to be told at the end of those 3 days, and now everybody go back to your wives? Obviously, everybody go back to your wives. It's our business, not your business. I mean, you told us already that we have 3 days we have to stay away from our wives. Time's up. We'll do what we want, right? So why then does it say, so you see from here that just because the original Takonis, so to speak, over here, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but I mean, that's the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, we have this problem that we can't have this tumah on our Sinai, and therefore you're going to have to stay away from women for 3 days. Obviously, if you're no longer going up to our Sinai, I mean, what in the world would... No, unless I tell you, Beferish, you can go back to your wives, then you wouldn't be allowed to. So that's what the original proof was. Now, if you should try to come back to me and say, now, wait a minute, what makes you think that Shuvah Lechem Le'Olechem means that now you have a right to go back to your wives? Maybe Shuvah Lechem Le'Olechem is a demand to go back to your wives. Maybe the idea of Shuvah Lechem Le'Olechem, this is the way I understand it, I can't say that I found anybody explaining it this way, but that Shuvah Lechem Le'Olechem is mechadesh, a new inyan of ona. In other words, since a woman was deprived by law of your relations, so that created a sense of pain that was, I'm not even allowed to sleep with my husband, so it was similar to a leil tefillah. So now that it's mutter, HaKadosh Baruch was saying, it's not only mutter, it's an absolute chiyuv. So he was mechadesh to us that we had to go back to our wives. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what you'll tell me. So then it's saying you're mechuyev to. And that was the reason, right? So v'chitem le mitzvat o na'udat, it's telling me, it's not coming to be matur, it's coming to be mechayev. Tashma bimshocha yovel hema yalu bahar. This is my second proof. What's the proof? Well, think about it. I mean, look, it said originally, gamatzon v'abakar al yiru el mul hahar hahu. So it says over here, by the time of the Luch HaShniyim, that nobody is allowed to get near that mountain. Even the animals can't get near that mountain. Okay. But it says that mountain, we're darshan from the word ahar ha-hu, it means as long as it is that identifiable mountain that has the Shekhinah's presence on it. But that would mean that automatically, as soon as there was no Shekhinah's presence, that then it would be mutter. So then why do I need the pasuk to say, bimshoch ha-yovel, hema yalu bahar? I don't understand. If you said ahar ha-hu, so then there's no need to know the bimshoch hayovel, right? So it should be automatic. So therefore, you see from here, Shema min hadavar shebeminyan, tzorich minyan acher lahatiro. Now this is a little bit of a problem. This is a side issue, but which changes our entire appreciation of what was going on there. The little bit of a problem is that the Gamat Sonva Bakarva Al Yiril Mula Harahu means as long as the Shekhinah was Sherah on that Har, that was said at the time of the second Luchais, and the other Pasuk of Ibshochayfa was said at the time of the first Luchais. So what do you mean? How can you ask Bibshocha Yovel Lomali? Because at that time it never said El Mula Harahu. So this is a little bit weird. So because of that, Rashi explains that the meaning of this, of Ayurala Mula Harahu, is that basically it's not a reference to the presence of the Shekhinah in terms of the Nesinas HaTorah. It's the presence of the Anonim on Har Sinai, and those Anonim were there from the beginning when they came to Har Sinai all the way until the Mishkan. And then at the Mishkan, the Anon left Har Sinai and went over to the Mishkan. Which Tosfos says, whoa, I mean, that's like, okay, that's not the simple meaning of Al Yiral Mul, of the Bimshocha Yovel. The Bimshocha Yovel is Mashu's referring to the Tekiyas on Har Sinai and so on, and that this is basically referring to the something else. Like, where would Rashi get the idea that it was actually the entire time? Okay, so Tosfos has a different approach, but in any event, it seems clear. It says Rabbi Yosef. I want to finish that extra half a dot. So it seems pretty clear. It says Rabbi Yosef, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't told you, you're allowed to let your animals up there, then you wouldn't be able to, even though it said originally Ahorahu. Now, if you're going to tell me, and here's why I needed the story about Rabbi Eliezer, I know you're going to come back to me and you're going to tell me, okay, but that was only where, I mean, it was a D'oraisa. You know, I mean, if God says something, so that's basically a D'oraisa, right? So I understand that in a D'oraisa, you need to have a meaning achalatiro, so to speak. I mean, if God says it's us, or God has said it's mutter, but what makes you say that in a Rabbanan, we would also need a meaning achalatiro? That's why I brought you the story of the Kerem Ravai and Rabbi Eliezer. And what did they say to him? They said you needed to make an actual minyan, even though the iser of eating or big pita your paris outside of Yerushalayim was only an iser drabbanan. Doesn't matter. They were medayek to say the same thing is true. Now, therefore, I say, says Rabbi Yosef, that the same thing is true about the beitzah. And don't try to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he said, okay, let's restore things to the way they were, that restoration of the way they were is the equivalent of being nimnu aleh, because that's what they said to Rabbi Eliezer. Your chaverim were nimnu aleh bitlua. Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was actually, when he said that now we're going to accept the Edim until the nighttime, so they were also nimnu aleh, and they were mevatalit, and now that means that the egg should be muta. No. V'chitema beitzanami imnu ala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'shayua. That they said the beitza should be muta? Where do we find that? They didn't talk about eggs at all. All they talked about was the edus. So, ki imnu edus. They said, now we'll be makabel edim all day. But they didn't say anything about any eggies. And therefore, I say the original din remains in effect. The original din was that the Beit Shinol de Bezeh, the Surah Bezeh, on Shnei Yamim Tevi. Says the Bayat of Yosef, I don't understand. That you recognize, that there was certainly no minion to be Matir of Beitza, but you don't understand that there was never a minion to Aser the Beitza? What are you talking about? There was a minion. Where was there a minion? Because there's a din of not being Makabel Edus until the nighttime, so then we concluded, Mitzad Asfara, that that would mean that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one long Kedusha, and that Memela, it's true, that the egg is also on the second day. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed that today, and now there is no long day of Kedusha, so then it's changed. The same way it came into being through a logical extension of the halacha, it is also canceled through a going back to the way it was. I mean, what do you mean? So Amar Le Abaye, I mean, Beitza, b'minyan avi. Of course not. The Beitza is a direct outcome of what the din is of the Edus, right? And Beitza, be'edut, talya milta. If the Edut is usur, so then it means that there was 2 days takana of Rosh Hashanah. So then the egg is usher by a simple application of logic of Kedusha Achas. Masha Enkein, once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is matir the edus, meaning he's matir getting the edus up until the nighttime, then the beitza becomes mutter. So this is ridiculous what you're saying. Why would we apply Rav and Shmuel in Eretz Yisrael? Because it's a davar shebeminyan. There never was any davar shebeminyan. I disagree with that whole thing. Now Rav Ada and Rav Shalman, both of them who come from Beit Kolchis, they say that actually Rav Yosef is right, even though he's wrong. In other words, he's right that there's no change after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the same thing is true in Eretz Yisrael today. It's not only a halon v'alahu, but not because of what Rabbi Yosef said, but because of another simple issue, which we've seen many times. And that is that af mitakanat Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech, an egg remains usher on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You know why? Because that was put into effect because of a gezeira. Look, my timer, Mehera Yibaneh Beit HaMikdash, just imagine what's going to happen. Let's say next year the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, right? Okay, and now people will say, well, we had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah last year, and we were allowed to eat the beitza on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So this year we could also eat on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But they don't realize. Remember, we had the same kind of logic, Lagabi, being matir the chodesh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can be matir from the morning, or whether we make a gezera. No, because then if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, people will think the chodesh is mutter in the morning, and they don't remember that you need to bring the Karban HaOmer in order to matir. The same logic. So if the next year there is a Beis HaMikdash, and then basically we have to reinstitute the Takana not to be Makabel Eidim Min HaMincha V'Lamala, and then they would think that that means that this year, just like last year, we can eat our Beitza on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and they won't realize, V'lo yada deshtaka, no, last year was a terrible year, there was no Beis HaMikdash, and there, Rosh Hashanah was two separate Kedushas, and so on, Shtei Kedushas saying. But this year, it's Kedusha Achasi. So because of that, we put into effect that, look, we're not going to change the Beitza issue because of the fact that it will cause problems in the future. So then I don't understand. So then if you're worried about the way that people are going to continue to act out of habit, so then you shouldn't allow being Mekabel the Eidus either, because then people will say, well, last year we were Mekabel Eidus until the nighttime, so why can't we be Mekabel Eidus until the nighttime this year? And they won't realize, because if we're going to be Mekabel Eidus, then maybe the Levim will be in his Kalko Bashir. So Eidus Nami Lola Kabel, my time, and Eri Yibane Beit HaMikdash, exactly the same argument. And people will say, well, last year we were Mekabel Eidus all the way up until the night. So Kolayom Kulos, Ashta Nami Nekabel. Oh, come on, says the Gemara. Who's in charge of being Mekabel Eidus? Joe Schmo? Besdin. Besdin's going to make a mistake out of habit because last year, I mean, that's absurd. So the Besdin, awesome, Eidus Mesur LeBeit Din. The Beit Din, they know exactly what they're doing. But an egg? I mean, an egg, everybody, what, you think they're going to come to Besdin and say, so this year, is it okay for us to eat our egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? They're going to say, I remember when I was a kid, I was eating an egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's not even a question. Everybody knows what the din is in that. And therefore, Beit Tzavakol Mesuran, because of that, even though the basis of the gezeira is no longer there, we're going to have to keep it into effect. And now there's yet another reason, besides Rabbi Yosef, who we set aside, besides of the people of Beit Kolchis, there's another reason, says Rava, that things did not change in Eretz Yisrael from the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And af mitakanat Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech beitza asura. I'll tell you why. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, now this is the way Rashi understands, a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he said that we can now accept Aiden till the end of the day, isn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meida that imbo edim in amincha lamala shenagi notoa yom kodesh ulamacher kodesh? I mean, it's all very nice that we would accept the edim. That's fine, but did he change the original takana to say Remember what was the second part of the Takana? Noagin oto ayom kodesh ulamachar kodesh, right? So where does it say that he stopped doing that? It just says that he said we should accept the Edim so that now the real day of Rosh Hashanah will be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And now the second day of Rosh Hashanah will be the day that is still there from the original Takana to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Which means that the difference between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah prior to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is just the question of whether is the first day the real Rosh Hashanah and the second day the extension, or is the first day the extension and the second day the real. That's all the difference is. But it does not change the reality that the original Takana of there being 2 days of Rosh Hashanah remained in effect. This is why would Rabbi Yochanan simply disregard that part of the Takana? So therefore, it makes sense that you would keep Rosh Hashanah, if this is the case, you would keep Rosh Hashanah, according to Rava, always 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, even though the other Moadim in Eretz Yisrael only kept for 1 day. And that you should know that not everybody agrees to this at all. The Baal HaMor says that the halacha l'maisa is and was that the people living in Eretz Yisrael only kept 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. Because we don't go according to this, of what Rava is saying. Okay, obviously, we know halacha l'maisa, that we don't paskin that way, and it's one of the big things of the Ramban and the Milchama is to show that that's wrong. But in any event, this is how Rashi understands the whole sugya. Now, Tosfos says this is like, boggles the imagination. So Rashi is saying that Lagabe counting the date, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was talking about counting the date, but as far as the din of Rosh Hashanah per se, he said that you should keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Like, why in the world? Where would such a thing have happened, Bichlal, and that Rashi should come up with this kind of svara? I mean, what would be the point, Bichlal? And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, listen, I mean, that the correct way of understanding this is that are we not moda? There's another girsa over here, milo moda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'imbo edim mi ha-mincha v'lamala, that we would not be mekabel the edim, in which what he means is that like this. Suppose the edim nowadays, says Tosfos, would come so close to Shkia that basically we wouldn't have been able to do anything with them anyway. So in other words, it's all very nice to say that if the Edim came, you know, a little bit before Mincha or a little bit after Mincha, that we would have been mekabel them. That's true, but suppose it's 10 minutes before the nighttime, right? And we wouldn't have been able to be mekabel the Edis and be mekadesh the Chodesh and so on and so forth. So what would have been the din? Imagine what would have been the din. Here you are, 10 minutes before Shkia. There's no way to be Mekadosh the Yom, because we wouldn't have time to be able to ask the Edim the questions, go through the whole rigmarole, and then sing Mekudosh, and I'd say, right, we wouldn't have been able to do that. So would I be allowed to do Malacha on that day? But Pashas, I'd be allowed to do Malacha. But the point is, do you think that that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was matir? That he said that just because they told us that if the Edim don't come on time, we shouldn't do Malacha, that no longer applies. Of course it applies. It doesn't apply the same way. It applies only 10 minutes before Shkia or whatever, but it still applies. That even though you know it's definitely not Rosh Hashanah today, we're not going to be Mekabel Edis today, there's no time, you're still going to Aser people from doing Malacha, because why would Rabbi Yochanan have changed that? So since Rabbi Yochanan is moda that that is true, therefore, the same situation takes place even in Bizman HaZeh. That's what it was, according to this Girsa, that Rava was saying, and that's how Tosfos understood. Not like Rashi that we stomp put into effect that there should always be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. No, I don't know where Rashi got that from, to understand Tosfos. Okay, but in any event, bottom line is that the Gemara is saying now for three reasons that we will not change the halacha today, and therefore say there's dafka halon v'halavu. The Amar Rava. And now, remember, this was all part of the original discussion in which Rav Papa was saying, oh man, it's a good thing that I didn't tell you yesterday because I would have been drunk and I would have forgotten that in these three things, the halacha is like Rav. This is what I heard. That Omar Rav, Yilchot HaKavati Rav, Ani Tlat, these three different cases when you have Shabbos followed by Yontav, Yontav followed by Shabbos, or where you have the Shnei Yamim Tovim in the Golos, where over there Rav is Mekel, or the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, where Rav Aser. So the first case and the last case, Rav was L'chumra, the middle case, Rav was L'kula. The halacha is like Rav in all those cases. That is what we were referring to, and this closes the sugya that we started yesterday at the bottom of the Amud Aleph.